The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 30th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Amanittam Madambittam Ahimsa Khanti Ajabam Acharyopasanam Shaucham Sthairyam Atma Vinigraha Indriyarthesu Vairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janmamitra Jarabhyadhi Dukkha Dosana Darsanam Asakti Ranavishanga Putradharu Viharishu Nityam cha samachittattam ishtanishto upapatteshu. Mai cha ananna yogena bhakti rabbyavicharini vivikta desha sevittam arati janasamsati. Adhyatma jnanam nityattam tatta jnanath darshanam. Itaj jnanam iti proktam ajnanam jad ata annatha. Sri Krishna has explained. The question was, khetra khetragga and jnanam and gyam. The questions. What is this body? Krishna has explained already. Rishivi bahuvi bahudha gītam chandavi vividhai pritha brahma sutra padaischaiva hetu must be ministered. There are many scriptures and many philosophers, rishi, as I explained yesterday. Nasu rishidyasam utangram hinnam. He is not a philosopher who hasn't got a different opinion. Because this material world is a practically a challenge to the supreme authority. The supreme authority, Krishna, he is the bhokta, actually, he is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagvatavasam sarvalokamahisaram sridam sarvahutana jyatta mam shantimichat. That point is missing. Real enjoyer or proprietor is Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. Sarvaloka, not only of this loka, earthly planet, but there are innumerable planets within this universe. And there are innumerable universes of, not one universe. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. It is just like egg shape, anda. You can see this universe, the sky is a horizon. So it is just like egg shape. All the planets and the universes, they are egg shape. Therefore they are called anda, jagadanda, brahmanda. So this jagadanda and Brahma is called jagadanda natha. Jagadanda natha means Brahma. That as in each department for management there is a manager, similarly in each Brahmanda there is a manager who is called Brahma. And each planet there is also a manager or head. That is the system. And the supreme head is Krishna. Just like we have a manager, a head on this planet, now we have divided. Formerly this planet was one unit and there was one head, the emperor. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. Parikshit Maharaj, all kings formerly, became king, emperor. He ruled over the whole planet. In each and every planet there was a ruler, but now in the days of democracy there are so many rulers, practically each and every one of us is a ruler. This is democracy. But actually the arrangement is that ruler should be one, and the supreme ruler is Krishna. Ruler means Ishvara. So there are so many Isharas. Isharas means that actually there must be one Ishvara, one ruler. But because here in this material world, every one of us is trying to become Ishvara. Therefore the Mayavadi philosophy is that everyone is Ishvara. That's all right. But that Ishvara is not sublime. I may become Ishvara amongst my disciples, but I am not the supreme, I am not the Ishvara of everyone. The Ishvara is actually Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, who Shastra says. There are Isharas, ruler. That's all right. But the supreme ruler is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. This is stated in the Brahma Samhita. And Krishna also says, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchi Jasti Dhamendra. There is nobody else superior than me. So that is the fact. People are searching after Ishvara. Can you show me God? There is no God, God is dead. So many philosophers and theories are there. But actually there is God. Here is God, Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Ekola Ishvara Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that only Ishvara is Krishna, the Supreme. Ekola Ishvara Krishna are sab vritta. All others, they are servants. Nobody is actually Ishvara. And we find it practically. Everyone in this material world, he may become a Ishvara in his group, but he is also controlled by somebody superior. That is the position of this relative Ishvara. But Krishna is absolute Ishvara. Nobody is Ishvara above him. That is Krishna. Everyone is trying to be Ishvara. This is the material world. Everyone is trying to be Ishvara. So Krishna says, Rishivi Bahuvid Gita, because everyone is trying to be superior. Naso Manijasya Matam Na Bhinnam, that every philosopher must give his own opinion. And it must be refuted by another. Therefore Shastra says that in this way you cannot ascertain what is the reality. If you want to understand the reality by your arguments, by reasoning power, Oh, that is not possible. Because I may be very nice at work, but another person may be bitter at work. He can defeat me, and that is going on. Therefore, simply by arguments, you cannot reach the absolute truth. That is not possible. Takka pratishtha. And if you simply depend on the Shruti, Shrutaya vibhinna, the Vedic literatures are different, Sam, Yajurvi, Kathadva, and not only that, other scriptures there are, Shrutaya vibhinna, Nāsu munin jasya matam na bhinna, dharmasya tattam nihitam guhāya. To understand religious principle, it is very difficult. Therefore, our duty is mahājana jena gatasya pantha. We have to accept that way which is given by the mahājana. We are sometimes in difficulty to find out the Mahājan. Who is Mahājan? That Mahājan is also described in the Shastras. Who can be accepted, the greatest authority, Mahājan? That is stated in the sixth canto of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Svayambhu Nārada Sambhu, they are Mahājan. Svayambhu means Brahmā. Brahmā is Mahājan. Svayambhu Nārada, Nārada Muni is Mahājan. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahājan. Svayambhu Nārada Sambhu, Kumāra, four Kumāras, Sanat Kumār, Adi. They are also Mahājana. Kapil Dev, who expounded that Sankhya philosophy, Kapil Dev, he is incarnation of God. Kumāra Kapila Manu, Svayambhuma Manu, he is also authority. Manu's name is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratyavān Aham Abhayam. Vimashyan manavit prahu. Therefore, Manu is also Mahājana, his authority. There is Manu Samhita. Our Vedic system is conducted, the lawgiver is Manu. From Manu, the Manusha, man, these words have come, Manu. Descendant of Manu, human society. Manushya. So, Prahlāda Maharaj is Mahājana. Janak Maharaj. Prahlāda Janak of Bhishma Dev. Grandfather Bhishma Dev. The grandfather of the Pandus. He is also Mahājana. Prahlāda Janak of Bhishma, Bali Maharaj. He is Mahājana. Vyāsaki, Śukadeva Goswāmī, and Jamarāj, he is also Mahājana. So we have to follow the footsteps of the Mahājana, otherwise we shall be bewildered. Krishna therefore he says, Visibhi Bahudā Gītam. There are many saintly persons, great sages, and they have spoken in various ways, but Krishna concludes Vedānta Sutra. Vedānta Sutra he gives reference because this Vedānta Sutra comes from the disciplic succession of Brahmā. Brahmā Sutra. Lord Brahmā, Krishna instructed Brahmā. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai. Adikavi is Brahma. And Krishna instructed him. Tene Brahma Rida. Brahma means Vedas. Sabda Brahma. The Sabda Brahma was instructed. To Lord Brahma, by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the original Guru. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yugam Praktavan Aham. This yoga system, Bhagavad Gita yoga system, I first of all spoke to the Sun God, Vivasan Manavipraahu. And the Sun God, whose name is Vivasan, he spoke to his son Manu. Manu Ikhata Vibravi. And Manu spoke to his son, Maharaj Ikhap. Maharaj Ikhaku is coming from the dynasty of the Sun God, Vivasan. There are two Kshatriya families, one from the Moon God, another Sun God. So, Maharaj Ramchandra appeared in the family of the Surya Vamsa, Ikhaku, Maharaj Ikhaku. So, this is the parampara system. And everything is described in the Brahma Sutra by Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva happens to be the disciple of Narada. Narada happens to be disciple of Brahma. And from Vyasadeva, Madhyacharya. Then from Madhyacharya, disciple succession, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the spiritual master of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopal Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath. So, from the Goswamis, then Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and we are servant of Bhakti Siddhanta. So there is a disciplic succession. That parampara should be followed. Evam parampara pratham imam raja shayuru. If we want to understand really Vedic literature, then we must follow the parampara system. There are four sampradayas, parampara. The Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhyacharya Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya. So, we belong to the Madhyacharya Sampradaya. Fortunately, all these acharyas, even Shankaracharya, they appear from South India. This Sampradaya, Acharya Sampradaya is going on all over India. So, every Sampradaya has got his commentary on the Brahma Sutra. Therefore, Krishna says, yeah, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Hetu Madhvi Vinishtitam. Unless a Sampradaya, the four Sampradayas, they do not comment on the Brahma Sutra, that sampradaya is not accepted. And if you do not accept the sampradaya, sampradaya vihinasti, mantrasti vifalavata. If you do not take your initiation mantra from the sampradaya, then it is useless. Now, there are so many apasampradaya, and they do not come in disciplic succession. But becomes guru, teacher. Therefore everything is topsy-turvy. Nobody has got fixed idea what is God. Everyone has created his own philosophy. The whole thing is now confused. Therefore, Krishna specifically mentions Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Hetu Madhvi Vinishti. The sampradaya must have understanding of the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. So all the sampradayas they have got their commentary on the Vedanta Sutra and even Shankaracharya, but his commentary is not accepted by the Vaishnava Acharya, because he has tried to derive some meaning, interpretation. But there is no question of interpretation. When the things are clear, in the Brahma Sutra, all the sutras are very clear. You don't require any interpretation. You can explain in very elaborately, that is another thing, but you cannot go beyond the sutra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi bhashya sunile hai sarvanash. Mayavadi bhashya means Shankara sharirak bhashya of the Brahma Sutra. If you hear the sharirak bhashya, then you will be doomed, because you will be godless. Therefore, it has been forbidden by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnava sampradayas, Ramana sampradaya, Madhvacharya sampradaya, they all, disagree with the commentary of Shankaracharya, Sharirak Bhashya, Brahma Sutra. So far, we are concerned, Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya. Our acharyas, they took it, Srimad Bhagavatam, as the right commentary on Brahma Sutra. Bhāsyam Brahma Sutranam Vedārtha Paribhinghitam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the real bhāsya of Brahma Sutra. So the Gauriya Sampradaya did not make any commentary on the Brahma Sutra, because they took it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it as Srimad Bhagavatam, as a natural commentary, because Srimad Bhagavatam is also made by Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the original author of Brahma Sutra. So author made his own commentary, so there is no need of another commentary. This is the Gauriya Siddhanta, Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta. But sometimes back in Jaipur, there was a challenge that the Gauriya Sampradaya has no commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So at that time, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was requested, because he was grand scholar, grand old man scholar at that time, living at Vrindavan. So he was very old at that time, so he authorized Baladev Vidyabhushan, then you do it. There was no need, but people are demanding, where is your commentary on the Vedanta Sutra? So Baladev Vidyabhushan, with the order of Govindaji at Jaipur, he wrote the commentary on Brahma Sutra. That name is Govinda Bhasha. So the Gauriya Brahma Sampradaya, they have also commentary on Brahma Sutra. That is required. So Krishna has explicitly explained the Brahma Sutra Padarishchaiva, Hetumad Vibhishthita. The Brahma Sutra is called therefore Nayaprastha, with logic and reason. Hetumad, cause and effect, everything. Because people like to understand on the basis of philosophy and reasoning, everything. Yes, that is required. Any understanding without philosophy, that is sentiment. And philosophy without religious conception is mental speculation. These two things are going on, not combined, all over the world. There are many so-called religious systems, but there is no philosophy. Therefore, the so-called religious system does not appeal to the modern educated person. They are giving up religion. Either Christian, Muslim, Hindu, simply formalities, rituals, they do not like. They want to know everything on the basis of philosophy. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is based on philosophy, this system, Krishna Bhakti. Bhagavad Gita means Krishna Bhakti, devotion to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, the teaching is Manvana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhya Jimag Namaste. This is Bhagavad Gita. Always think only Krishna consciousness, pure and simple. Manvana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhya Jimag Namaskuru. Everywhere Krishna has stressed on his personality. Aham Adihi Devanam. I am the origin of all the devatas. Matta paratanam nanya kinchijasti dhananjaya. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante mangan buddha bhava samanit. Everything is there. So, sarvadharman parityajya mam etam mam aham me. So, in every verse, every chapter, Krishna, Maya Sattva Mana Prattho, Yogam Janjana Madasya. Maya Sattva, Maya Asakta. One who is attached to me, Asakta Mana, mind attached to me, that is Yoga. Yogi Namapi Sarvesha, Madgata Antaratmana, Madgata. Again what? Madhavata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jumam samejitta tamumam. So everything is given stress. Krishna, but the rascal commentators, they want to make minus Krishna. These rascalism has played havoc in India. These rascal so-called commentators, they want to avoid Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is a challenge to this rascal. It is a challenge. That you want to make Krishna without Krishna, this is nonsense. But if one surrenders to Krishna, sarvatmanaja saranam saranam gato mukunda, if one has surrendered fully to Mukunda, there are so many duties. Therefore Krishna assures that if you surrender to me, if you think that you have not worshipped others, and if you are sinful thereby, Krishna says, Ma sucho aham pa sarva papin bhamav khaisyami. I shall give you protection. So this is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand and follow. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.